I understand the yeshiva is learning psachim, so it's really relevant to today's shiur on two grounds, both in terms of the Pesach, as well happens to be the parsha of Shavua. Parsha's bow is really the parsha of Pesach. I want to speak about one topic in today's shiur. That's the topic of Bittul Chametz. I'm sure everyone has spoke a little bit about Bittul Chametz, has seen some of the Gemaras in the first crack about Bittul Chametz, and we really want to focus on one major fundamental machlokes that we showed him concerning Bittul Chametz, and try to see how this plays out in terms of many different shailas, both in terms of Avos Pesach as well as outside of Avos Pesach. The Gemara tells us very clearly in Maseches Pesachim and Avdalah and Medeis that Bittul Chametz is a concept in HaTorah, that it has its roots in the Chumash itself. The Gemara says, Medaraisa, the Bittul Be'al Masagi, that it's min HaTorah, a person could solve all his problems on Pesach just by doing Bittul Chametz, just by either declaring or thinking, we'll see as we go along, that the Chametz is Batul Mevutal. What's unclear from the Gemara is what's the source for this. It's min HaTorah clearly, but it's not clear where exactly, how the Chazal know that this is true. So there is a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi on the Avdalah and Beis Pesachim tells us that Chazal figured this out, that Midaraisa v'Bittul Be'al Masagi is because the Torah says, Ach Be'am Arishon Tashbisu Omi Batechem. So Tashbisu, Rashi is learning, doesn't mean to physically destroy the Chametz, but rather Hashbasa Balev Zui Hashbasa, that just thinking that the Chametz is Batel, just being mashed in your own mind, in your own heart, that's considered to be a Kiyum of the Mitzvah Min HaTorah of Tashbisu. The source for this Rashi is based on the Targum. The Targum Uglus writes on the Pasuk, Ach Be'al Rishon, take a look on this week's Pasha, Ach Be'al Rishon Tashbisu, so the Targum says Tashbisu is Tevatlun. So this is Shita's Rashi, that Bittul Chametz is the Din in HaTorah, and it's a fulfillment of the Deraisa Dika Mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says that it's not true that the word Tashbisu doesn't mean just thinking about it and just declaring that it's Batel. But rather, Tashbisu means a physical destruction. What method of physical destruction is a question in the Tanoim, whether it's dafka burning or other types of physical destruction, but it has to be some type of physical destruction, according to Tosfos. But Bittul alone is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu. So the question is, according to Tosfos, if Bittul is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu, how does it work? So Tosfos says it works not to fulfill a mitzvah, but rather it works to circumvent an isser. The Torah says you're not allowed to own chametz in Pesach, and one of the dinim is, it's shalchot yataroa. You're not allowed to own chametz that belongs to you, but chametz that belongs either to a non-Jew, or chametz that belongs to Hektish, to the Beis HaMikdash, is not a violation of Bayirav HaEmotzei. So Tosfos says that just as if you own a goy's chametz, that's not a violation of Bayirav HaEmotzei, so too if you have chametz shel hefker, if you have a chametz which is ownerless, which is sitting in your house, you're not in violation of Bayirav HaEmotzei. So says Tosfos, when you're mevatel your chametz, what you're really doing is you're being mafkir your chametz. You're declaring that it's ownerless. This is the fact that Nusach HaBittul has the word hefker in it. So Tosfos says you're declaring that the chametz is hefker, it's ownerless. If it's ownerless, then it's not yours. If it's not yours, you're not in violation of Bayirav HaEmotzei. Do you fulfill any mitzvah by doing Bittul? Says Tosfos is absolutely nothing. There's no kiyum, there's no mitzvah deraisa by being mevatel your chametz. It's just an eitz hatov. It's a good way. Instead of selling your chametz to a goy, so in Torah you could just be mevatel the chametz, i.e. be mafkir the chametz. So we have a major machlekes here between Rashi and Tosfos. What's going on? What are the technical? What are the ABCs in terms of Bittul Chametz? According to Rashi, it's a fulfillment of Tashbisu. According to Tosfos, it's not a fulfillment of Tashbisu. Rather, it's a circumvention of Bayirav HaEmotzei. Why didn't Rashi say like Tosfos? What was wrong with Tosfos' shot? Why did Rashi have to go fishing to go find the Targum Uglus to go figure out that this is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Is there anything wrong with Tosfos' logic? Is there any reason to believe that Rashi would disagree with Tosfos' understanding? So the Chora, one could raise the following question. This chiddush that Tosfos has, that just as you're not over Vayirav HaEmotzei with Chametz Shel Akum, with Chametz of a non-Jew, and just as you're not in violation of Vayirav HaEmotzei with Chametz, which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, so Tosfos extended that kula and said, you're not in violation of Vayirav HaEmotzei on Chametz, which is Hefker. Is that true? Is that Muchach? Is Tosfos really right? Or perhaps there's a reason to distinguish between the two. Maybe one can argue that Chametz Shel Hefker, you would be in violation of Vayirav HaEmotzei. Maybe Rashi disagreed with Tosfos, because Rashi held the Tosfos you said is not right. That extrapolation, that comparison between Chametz of a Goy and Chametz of Hefker is absolutely not correct, according to Rashi. That's why Rashi would hold that if Bittul was only Hefker, it wouldn't do the trick, it wouldn't work. It's Rashi had to be the Chadish, the Bittul is more than that. The Bittul is a mitzvah, the Bittul is Tashbisu. Bittul has its source in the Chumash itself. You can't just say that it's Hefker. Why should one believe that Tosfos is not correct? Why should one question Tosfos' comparison between Chametz of a Goy and Chametz of Hefker? So one can understand this distinction, this possible distinction, in one of two ways. There is a Shitas HaRambam that appears in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim, where the Rambam says something very, very unique about Hefker. We know that when a person is mafka something, a person declares something to be ownerless, so it's usually assumed that when I declare it to be ownerless, so that's a chalos and dinim mamonos, so that's like I'm selling it to you. But if I sell it, either I could sell you privately, I sell my object to you, or I could be machtich at the base of Mikdash, or I could be mafka and I could declare it to be ownerless, and that's a change in the monetary status of the object. So the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Nedarim that when a person is mafkir something, so he's not allowed to back out from that hefker. He's not allowed to just change his mind and just say, oh, just kidding, no, I don't really want it to be hefker. Why is he not allowed to back out? So the Rambam says, because when a person is mafkir something, so he has to keep his word. So he gave his word that he's going to declare it to be ownerless. So once you give your word, there's an issue in the Torah called Bayachal Devaro. You're not allowed to change your word. If a person takes a neder, so you're not allowed to change your word. You take a shvuah, so you're not allowed to back out. So too, if a person declares something to be ownerless, you're not allowed to just back out just like that. That would be a violation of breaking your word. So the Yechavarim asked the Rambam, what's the Rambam talking about? That's why you can't change your word by Hefker, because you gave your word to Mr. Hefker, to Mr. Nobody, so therefore you're not allowed to back out. No, the reason why you're not allowed to back out is if I sell you an object, if I sell you a car and then I come back a week later and I want the car back, I can't just back out, I can't just change my mind. Yesterday I went to the store to buy something, so I didn't understand, I wasn't chapter, I was half asleep, so I bought it and they tell me what the rate was in shekelim and dollars, which I paid, and I took the money out, and then I realized 5 minutes later I got rolled. So I went back to the guy and I said, I didn't understand. He says, tell them again. They're tough. you bought, finish your mind. He's right. So my problem. So too, when the Rambam says, when you mafka something, so you can't back out. So why does the Rambam telling you a story that it's because of Nedarim, because of Yachal Devaro? It sounds like it's some kind of a religious reason that you can't back out. You can't back out because it's been a mominess. So the answer is that the Rambam seems to hold a tremendous chiddush in Hilchos Hefker. When I declare something to be Hefker, so the emphasis is I still own it. The halach is that it's still shali, still belongs to me. Elohat, there's an Issa Chazara. I'm not allowed to back out on it, but in terms of who is the owner of the object? I'm still the owner of the object. So Hefker is not a chalais and dinim mamonos. Hefker is not a transferring of ownership. Hefker, I'm still the bialim. I'm the original bialim. I'm still the bialim. I'll be the bialim forever until someone else takes it. Once someone else picks it up, so that's considered to be already his. But kol zman that nobody else has picked it up, in terms of pure dinim mamonos, it's still mine. So comes the ketzos and says that this is the beer in Shittas Rashi. That Rashi says that when I declare chametz to be hefker, I'm still in violation of my Rav Matzei, but it's still mine. If I sell it to a guy, so then it belongs to the guy. If I'm mafkish it to the base of Mikdash, then it belongs to the base of Mikdash. But if I'm mafkir it, it still belongs to me. So if I have chametz which belongs to me in my rishus, that's a problem. The fact that there's an Issa Chazara, that doesn't affect the violation of my Rav Matzei. And what did Tosfos hold? So Tosfos didn't hold from this whole lumdus. Tosfos held the simple dvar, the pashas advarim is that when I'm mafkish something, so that's considered to be a transferring and dinam mamonos, so it doesn't belong to me. If it's not shali, so in mail I'm not going to be in violation of my Rav Matzei. So that's one possible beer in the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Very good. So there is a machlekes of Yossi and the Chacham about do I have a right to back out kol zman that it hasn't come to somebody else's rishus? So that far we don't go. As far as Rabbi Yossi goes, we don't go. But there is an issa chazara. But even though there's an issa chazara, it doesn't transform the dinim mamonos until somebody else picks it up. Right. So it may be to some degree related. So this is one possible beer in Rashi.
Can you clarify again why this Rashi holds that in this case, if he holds
his hefker,
wouldn't
be enough? No, so Rashi holds that you would be working with a regular klum of hefker. Let's say there wouldn't be a chiddush atar of tashvisu, meaning bittul. If I would just stand be mafke chametz, so Rashi holds you would violate by rove matzeh of such chametz. Because hefker is not a mafkia for by rove matzeh, because it still belongs to you. So that's where Rashi had to go find another beer in bittul, that tashvisu is exerced across of. But that's considered to be biblical. But just to say that it's commercial hefker and therefore you're home free, so Rashi held that comparison of tais is made from akum and hektish to hefker is not correct.
Does that mean, sir, that Rashi is passing like a bond because her father is saying
because machleik is not to know him, whether hefker is kimatana, that achi agi liad the makabel, whether it's considered. Right, so we paskin that it is considered to be hefker right away, but even though it's hefker, it's still shali. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying alumdus that it's hefker, which means that I'm not allowed to back out from it, and if somebody else grabs it, so then it belongs to them. But afal bichein calls man that nobody else has grabbed it, in terms of pure dinim mamonos, it's still mine. So that's not the same as the. You mean in terms of pure dinim amanis, so why shouldn't that affect the sugya d'arim? I don't know. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. Right, Rashi holds that it's not hefker at all. Rashi holds that bittul is the old nusach of bittul. We did not have the word hefker. Hefker was added on later. The original nusach of bittul that the Gaonim had just had the phrase libot of levek after the
arah.
No, so we're saying that according to Rashi, we're not working with dinim amanis at all. According to Rashi, it's like,
the reason why Rashi can't say he's hefker is because then it'll still be his.
Right, that's what the Tzelsa is saying. Right, that's exactly right. That's exactly what the Tzelsa is saying. But perhaps there's another view in Chita's Rashi. Maybe there's a totally different reason why Rashi veered away from Tzelsa's Pshat, and it doesn't necessarily mean that Rashi had a different understanding of Hefker, but maybe the Machlekes Rashi and Tzelsa's is more of a Chometz Dikka Machlekes rather than a general look of Hefker Dikka Machlekes. One could raise the following shadow. This din that the Gemara tells us that shalcha'i atarai, that you're not allowed to own your own chametz, but atarai shalachem shalgabai. You're allowed to own it. You're allowed to have a goy's chametz, a hektish chametz in your rishus. So what is the emphasis on this din, this drasha that the chametz had? So what's the pshat? Is the bir adover that the only time you violate by Rav Eimatzi if the chametz is shalcha, means owning the chametz is a tnai, owning the chametz is a condition, a precondition to violate by Rav Eimatzi, that kol zman the chametz is not yours, so you're not going to violate. That's the pshat. What is pshat? No, it's not the pshat that you have to own chametz in order to violate by Rav Eimatzi. The pshat is that sometimes you have chametz that's mufka from the dinim by Rav Eimatzi. You have chametz which is not even shayach to violate by Rav Eimatzi. What does that mean? Chametz shel akum. So the chametz belongs to the goy. So the goy is the reshus hamafkia. That the goy is not in the parsha by Rav Eimatzi, since the goy doesn't have to keep Pesach. So chametz that's owned by a goy is not shayach to violate by Rav Eimatzi. Or chametz shel hektish. The Beis HaMikdash is not bound by mitzvos, so the chametz which belongs to Gavo, which belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, is not shayach to the dinner by Rav Eimatzi. It's not, the emphasis is not so much that shalcha'i ataraya, that you only violate by Rav Eimatzi if the chametz belongs to you. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that if you have a chametz shal acherim, if you have a chametz shal reshus acherim, a chametz which is mufka from by Rav Eimatzi, so it's not shayach for me to violate by Rav Eimatzi. My nafkamina, a very real nafkamina ladino. Let's say I have another Jew's chametz in my reshus. What's the din? So I don't own this chametz. Another Jew comes and walks in with his sandwich into my house. So the din is if a guy walks in with his sandwich into my house, so the Gemara says in Sachim that I'm not mechuyev to ask him to leave because shalcha'i ataroa, about aroa, shalachem, shalgavar. You're allowed to have a guy's chametz in your reshus. But if it's a Jew who walks in with his chametz, he walks in with his sandwich into my property, so what's the din? Am I allowed to leave him there? Do I have to ask him to leave? So can I violate by Rav Eimatzi on a chametz Yisrael acher? So l'chora, that's going to be this chakira, that's going to be the shaila. If you hold that the nature of the din of Ayroa is that shalcha'i ataroa, that's the starting, that's the ending point. So you only violate by Rav Eimatzi if the chametz is shalcha, if it belongs to you. So it doesn't matter whether it's a goy's chametz, whether it's a tekdish's chametz, whether it's another Jew's chametz. It doesn't matter. That's considered to be not considered to be shalcha'i ataroa, and therefore it's going to be mutter. But if you take the second side of the chakira, that the reason why you don't violate by Rav Eimatzi on a goy's chametz, on hektish's chametz, is because it's mufka, it's a reshus, which has nothing to do with Pesach. So that's true by a goy and by hektish. But if it's another Jew, so the other Jew is shaychta by Rav Eimatzi. So maybe I'm going to violate by Rav Eimatzi even on somebody else's chametz. So Chacha, what's the din? So there is a Rashi in Maseches Pesachim, later on the third paragraph of Pesachim, that seems to indicate that you would be in violation of by Rav Eimatzi, even though the chametz is not yours. The Mishnah talks about in the third paragraph of Maseches Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav, if a person is trying to bake on Yom Tov, so there's a problem. When you're baking on Yom Tov, so if you're baking enough, it's going to be chayv and challah. If you're baking on Pesach, you're going to have a very serious problem. Why? Because how... You can have a Yom Tov problem with a Parshas Challah problem with a chametz problem all rolled into one, because on the one hand, so once you make a dough, then that unless you bake it, you're going to have a chametz problem. On the other hand, what right do you have to bake it? So to bake on Yom Tov is okay, but to bake something which is if you mafresh challah and the challah becomes not roi le'achila, so you're not allowed to bake something on Yom Tov which is not roi le'achila. So the Mishnah has a whole discussion, a whole machlekes atanoim. What do you do about such a problem? So in the middle of that whole discussion, so Rashi has the following statement. Rashi says that when you're mafresh challah, so kol zman that you didn't give the challah to the kohen, So then you're not going to violate by Rav Matzah. You, the Yisrael, are not going to be in violation of by Rav Matzah because it doesn't belong to you, because you're not the Ba'alam on the Challah, and it hasn't yet come to the Kayin, so therefore there's no by Rav Matzah to speak about. So the question is, wait a second, what's Rashi talking about? Rashi's talking about the Yisrael's baking, and Rashi says that Kol Zman that the Kohen hasn't been Zoche in Challah, so it's not your problem. And let's say Li Yitzuya, the Kohen was Zoche in the Challah already, why is that considered to be my problem? So the Vilna Gaon has been backing that Rashi, is that Li Yitzuya that the Kohen actually owned the Challah already, if that would be the din at the time that I'm Kohen Hashem in the Challah, so it belongs to the Kohen, so that would be my problem by Rovei Matzah. Why is that my problem by Rovei Matzah? I don't own the Challah, it's not mine. So the answer is it belongs to the Kohen. So just the mere fact that it belongs to the Kohen, that's enough to be Mechayev me in by Rovei Matzah. So you see that Rashi Shita is that Chomet Shal Yisrael Acher is a problem of by Rovei Matzah. So how does Rashi then pshat in the din of Chomet Shal Akum? Chomet Shal Akum is different. Because Chomet Shel Akum is Mufka from Bayi Ravei Matzeh. Chomet Shel Hekdesh is Mufka from Bayi Ravei Matzeh. There's no Shaychus to Bayi Ravei Matzeh. But Chomet Shel Yisrael Acher is not considered to be a Rishos HaMafkia. It's not considered to be a total in something which is somehow out of the parasha of Bayi Ravei Matzeh. So that's the Pshat and Shittas Rashi, that you need a Rishos HaMafkia from Bayi Ravei Matzeh. You need something which is no Shaychus to Bayi Ravei Matzeh. Maybe we could understand Rashi by Tashbisu as well. That Rashi says that Hefker is not enough to do the trick. That if I'm mafki chomet, so that doesn't get me out of by Rabbi Matzah. Why is that? Because Rashi holds that Hefker is not a mafkia from by Rabbi Matzah. Hefker is like Shel Yisrael Acher. Akum is a mafkia. Hekesh is a mafkia. But Hefker, even if it doesn't belong to me, even if you don't say the first pshat in Rashi, even if Hefker is not Sheli, it doesn't matter. It's not a Rashus HaMafkia. It's not enough to get around the problem of by Rabbi Matzah. So I call upon him. We have two biurim in Shittas Rashi. Why is it that Chomet Shel Hefker is not enough to get out of by Rovei Matzah? Either because Rashi holds that Hefker still belongs to me, or even if Rashi holds that Hefker doesn't still belong to me, it doesn't matter. Just the fact that it's not called the Rishus HaMafkia, that's still enough to be Mechayev me in by Rashi.
Why is
Rashi says like this. Rashi says that lo zel chomet she'over lo b'vay rovei matzah. So Rashi says it's not mine because I just have tovus anor on it. And adayin lo hagia liyad kohen. So kol zman that it hasn't hagia liyad kohen, so it doesn't belong to a particular person. Is mamon hashevet enough to be called in a mamonis? Might say by definition mamon hashevet means that no person really has a tviya on it. So since if it's a tovus anor tovin, so in the stomach that's not considered to be enough of a violence.
Is there a lot of relation with the tshuva?
So sometimes the Yisrael can get, sometimes the Yisrael can get truma. I mean, let's say a Kohen gives the truma back to him, and then the Yisrael can hold truma. It's just that Kol Zman that once he's mafresh the truma, then he has to give it to a Kohen. And if the Kohen decides to give it back to him, or let's say he's the grandson of a Kohen to a mother or something, so it's shy for Yisrael to have dinim mamnas, to have violence on truma.
Right, but
that klal is tashbis. Right. No, not right. That's Rashi holds. Rashi holds that that's mitam tashbis. That's the key of the mitzvah tashbis. But it's not mitam hefker according to Rashi. So my last kamino. Bottom line is everybody agrees that midarais of a bit will be amasag. There's no question that minatari could be levatul chometz. So who cares whether it's a din of tashbis or whether it's a din of hefker? What's the difference? Bottom line is you can do it. So there seem to be a few nafkaminas ladina in terms of hilchos bittel, some shadas that come up in terms of hilchos bittel, which are going to depend on this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, whether bittel is betoras tashbisa, whether bittel is betoras hefker. There is a Rambam, which there's a nusach in the Rambam, there are two gersos in the Rambam, but at least there's one gers in the Rambam that says that bittel doesn't work on chametz yadua. If a person owns chametz, and he knows about chametz, so he can't be mevatel that chametz. Let's say the following. Let's say a guy buys a pizza Erev Pesach in the morning, sticks it into his freezer, and he wants to save it for Matzah Pesach. He doesn't want to wait online, Matzah Yom Tov for the pizza store. So he sticks it in his freezer, and he says, this chametz is bottle mevutel ki afa diara. Does that work or not? So mid the Rabbanan, for sure that's not acceptable, because the first Mishnah in Pesachim tells us that both Kinas HaChametz are an error, that although mid the Raisi you're allowed to rely on Bithel, but mid the Rabbanan is not allowed to rely on Bithel. So clearly Halach Lamaisa, you're not allowed to do that. But the question is, mid HaTorah, is that okay? So that's a big machlekes haposkim. So the Rambam has one, there's one gears in the Rambam that says that does not work even mid the Araisa, because that's what's called Bithel on Chametz Yadua. So to be Mevatel Chametz Yadua, that's not acceptable. The other gears in the Rambam is no. The bittul works even in chametz yadua on a level of deraisa. What's the machlokes? Why should bittul work in chametz yadua? Why should bittul not work in chametz yadua? So according to Tosfos, that bittul works mitam hefker, so there's no reason to believe that bittul shouldn't work on chametz yadua. Why not? I could be mafkir something which is yadua. If I have a car and I want to declare the car to be hefker, so what's going to stop me from doing that? So if I have a pizza sitting in the freezer, I know it's there. So I mean, I told her, what's wrong with declaring that the pizza is quote-unquote bottle, i.e. that the pizza is hefker. But if you hold like Rashi, that bittul chametz is not mitam hefker, because hefker is not going to do the trick, either because the first beer in Rashi, that hefker still belongs to you, or the second beer in Rashi, that you need a rishus hamakia. The bottom line is, according to Rashi, chametz shel hefker is not enough to get out of by Rav Matzeh, so then and you have to come up with a special gzeres hakosav of bittul, of tevatlun, so maybe one can argue that gzeres hakosav of tajdisu, of hashbasa b'lev zuhi hashbasa, that's limited only to chametz en yadua. That doesn't apply to chametz yadua. Why should one assume like that? Why should that be the din that bittul doesn't work? This gzeres hakosav doesn't apply to chametz yadua. So l'chora, the answer to that is based on the kasha that all the acharonim jump on Rashi, jump on this Rambam, on this girsa, that bittul doesn't work for chametz yadua. What do you mean? It's not true. They're mishnayis against us. The Farish, the Mishnah says later on, the third paragraph of Sachem, that if a person is on his way to the Beit HaMikdash, the Shechtes Kavan Pesach, and he remembers late in the afternoon, he forgot to get rid of his chametz. So he remembers early in the morning, afternoon already can't do it, but he remembers early in the morning that he forgot to get rid of his chametz. So the Mishnah says that if he has time to go back and to get rid of his chametz, he should do that. And if he doesn't have enough time, so then Mevatla Bali Bavadayo. Let him just declare that the chametz is Bakl. The Gemara has in Daf Zayin, in Masechet Pesachim, that a person is sitting in the Beis Medrash or Pesach in the morning, and he's Talmid Yoshev Bnei Rabo, and he realizes the vault that he forgot to get rid of his chametz. So the Gemara says, Mishka Felach, Mevatla Bali Bavadayo. Let him just declare Bitl Chametz. Just there, Chavav, you see a tremendous chiddush from that Gemara in Daf Zayin. You see that the Talmud is still Yoshev Lefnei Rabbah on Erev Pesach. It means Yeshiva ended on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That was, Ben Azman didn't start Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I have to bring that up to the Rashi Yeshivas. The Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, there were only 2 days that he would send everybody out of the Beis Medrash. On Erev Pesach, he would send them out, they should go put their kids to sleep, so the kids should be able to be up for the Seder, and Erev Yom Kippur would send everybody home late in the afternoon to make sure they would go eat before the time is started. So the Mashmal says that any other day of the year, so you have to be in the Beis Medrash all the time. But you want some Musa, so you're a little Musa. So anyway, get back to the story. So the Gemara says on Dav Zayin and Lach Memtes, that a person can be Mevatel Chametz, even if it's Chametz Yadua. So what do you, how can the Rishonim even dream that Chabitl doesn't work in Chametz Yadua? So l'chara, the answer is as follows. Now, this idea that bittul doesn't work in chametz yadua, what's the pshat? What's the bira davon? So the answer is that it's a spirit of bittul. What does bittul mean? Bittul, you say the words, ka'afer diara. So you're saying it's ka'afer diara. If you really mean that it's ka'afer diara, so then you should throw it to the garbage. I mean, the fact that you wrapped it up, stash it away in your freezer. If somebody will chalila come and take the pizza away, you're gonna kill them. So it's not ka'afer diara. So you're lying. It's not true. So bittul and chametz yadua is that it's a spirit of bittul. It's magala that your bittul is not really an emes of bittul. So it's not that there's a gzeres hakosav that bittul doesn't work in chametz yadua. Is that it can't be a sincere bittul. Clearly your bittul is not sincere. If that's the pshat, so then we can understand why sometimes there's an exception to the rule of bittul and chametz yadua. That let's say the reason why you're not going home to throw out the chametz is because you can't get there, because you don't want to leave the yeshiva, you don't want to miss the shiur, you don't want to miss bringing the Karban Pesach. So if there's some reason that we can explain away why you're not getting rid of the chametz yadua, so then bittul will work in chametz yadua. The only time bittul doesn't work in chametz yadua, according to this gears of the Rambam, is only when it's clear from the context that you're not really interested in being mevatel the chametz. So this idea that some Rishonim developed that bittul doesn't work in chametz yadua, so this really only makes sense if you hold that bittul was based on tashbih. So if you hold that it's a new gzeres hakosav of hashbasa b'leiv, of ka'afer diara, so then you can argue that that idea of ka'afer diara doesn't really make any sense if it's not, if the emes is that it's not ka'afer diara to you. But if you hold like Tosfos that Bittul is just plain and simple hefker, so whoever heard of such a thing? Why can't you be mafkin something which is yadua? Mehecha teisa chama should be any different than anything else. So this is the first possible nafkamina ledina between Rashi and Tosfos. There is a second din in Hilchos Bittul that has to be understood in light of the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's the Gemara says of Daftov and Dafzayin and Sochim that Bittul doesn't work liachas mani suro, that you can only be mevatel chomet before the zman ha'issa. Once the zman ha'issa comes, once the chomet is also b'hano'ah, so it's not yours anymore. So you can't be mevatel it. So why is that? Why can't you be mevatel it? Just because it's not yours, therefore you can't be mevatel it. So this is a big question in the post came about what the nature of this halacha is all about. But no matter how you slice it, according to Tosfos, it makes a lot of sense. Because according to Tosfos, that the idea behind Bittul is basically Hefker. And according to Tosfos, Hefker is a halachic chalos. That Hefker is a dinimominous type of a chalos. So then we understand that the same way I can't sell something which doesn't belong to me, the same way I can't be mafkir something that doesn't belong to me, I can't be mafkir something which doesn't belong to me. But according to Rashi, who holds that Bittul Chometz is not really a change in dinimominous. But according to Rashi, the Bittul Chometz is a ke'afer di'ara type of halacha. So this Gemara is a tremendous chiddush. The Gemara says that even though this is not really dinim hominis, but it doesn't matter, that since once the Zman HaIsser comes, so it's not considered to be mine anymore. Once it's not considered to be mine, so somehow I can't even create this chalos of, I can't even create the status of Bittul. I can't even declare ke'afer di'ara. So it's a big chiddush according to Rashi whether it should be so. But l'maisa, that's the din. The din is according to everybody, except according to the Ketzos, who want to reread the world, but according to just about everybody else, so the din is that li'achas mani sura, one cannot be mevatel l'chametz. So are there any other nafkaminas, any other issues which relate to Bittul, which are going to ultimately revolve around this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? So there is a collector's item that appears in the Sefer HaMichtam, one of the Rishonim, that the Sefer HaMichtam writes, it's hard to say this shita without a chuckling a little bit. So he raises the following shayla. He says, what's the din of a person's mevatel the chametz, and then they eat the chametz in Pesach, the chametz that was mevatel already. So the Sefer Michtam writes, maybe that's okay. It's an interesting kulu, please don't misquote me on that. So he says, maybe it's okay. You're allowed to be, you can be mevatel your chametz, and then in a Torah, maybe you can eat it on Pesach. Why? Because it's ke'afa di'ara. So that's usually not assumed that way. So, but what's the pshat? How can you even dream of saying such a thing? So according to Tosfos, that's mamish ridiculous, according to Tosfos. That according to Tosfos, that Bittul is not ka'ar for the hour. Bittul is heftier, so but it's still chametz. I didn't change it from being chametz. I didn't transform this to be after the hour. According to Tosfos, the only emphasis is the fact that in being a moment, it's not mine. So it's not havamina shem havamina that you're allowed to eat such chametz. So Shainkin, according to Rashi, who says that Bittul is like after the hour, is hashvasa b'leiv zvi hashvasa. So one can learn that maybe the nature of this hashvasa b'leiv means that I mamish transform it to be after the hour. So then you can begin to discuss whether it's mutter to eat or not. Just because you're like Rashi doesn't necessarily mean that you have to assume that it's mutter to eat. But if you hold that it's mutter to eat, then the only way to explain that fashas would be Rashi. But are there any other nafkamina? So l'chari, there should be a nafkamina what the nusach of Bittul is supposed to be. How are you supposed to phrase the Bittul? So as I mentioned before, in the old nusach of Bittul, so the nusach that the Ge'onim HaKodesh is having, so the nusach was that the Kochamir v'chamiya, the bot of Levika after the Ara, which was clearly Rashi's beer of Bittul. But according to Tosfos, that's not really appropriate. According to Tosfos, you're not really ke'afer di'ara. What the real word you should be saying is levi hefker. Lidat ke'afer di'ara. The real word, according to Tosfos, is the hefker. So the Mishnah Berura quotes from the Acharon that meaning is to say a combination of both. We're not sure who's right, so we say both. So we say libato v'levi hefker ke'afer di'ara. That's what other posts have pointed out, that by trying to be yetzi both, we end up that we're saying neither, because it's just grammatically wrong. Libato v'levi. It should be libata v'leve ke'afer di'ara v'leve hefker or something. To say hefker ke'afer di'ara is nishtahin nishtaher. I mean, the idea is you want to be yetzi Rashi, you want to be yetzi Tosfos, so you end up saying something which is yeshivish lashon hakodesh, which ends up satisfying nobody. So the Amos says it's good anyway. It doesn't matter. It's not kriyishma. You have to do back every word. I mean, according to most rishonim, even bit of a wave is good enough. So it's nishkefela. Sometimes you find that in halacha when you try to make everybody happy, you end up making nobody happy. Like there's a machlekes rishonim by kol nidre, nothing to do with the basic. A machlekes rishonim by kol nidre, whether kol nidre is supposed to be lahaba, that you're being matzed in a darm in the future, or whether kol nidre is being matzed in a darm in the past. So there was a shaila. So there were two different nischalos in Talmidre. So there are some who want to make everybody happy. So they say mi yom kippurim she'avar ad yom kippurim zeh ad yom kippurim haba. But they didn't change the other phrase in the Aramaic. So if you would translate the way the Talmidre reads, the mamash reads like gibberish, that all the nedarim of the past that I will take in the future should all be batal. So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. So the good news is that no one understands Aramaic, so it's like reading Ksuba, no one understands anyway what's going on. So the same problem by Bitl Chavis. That's the common theme between Talmidre and Bitl Chavis. They're both written in Aramaic, so the Malachi Asharis don't understand, and the Eilim doesn't understand either. So we have a few nafkaminas ladina between Rashi and Taisus. So we have the veer in the machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Why Rashi veered from Taisus? The two possibilities. So we have a few nafkaminas, a few different details of dinim in terms of the luchamis, which have to be understood in light of this machlekes nafkamina in terms of what the correct nusach should be. Nafkamina can even dream of the scepter of the sefer mechtam. Nafkamina is about chametz yadua, whether that makes any sense or not. This machlekes Rashi and Taisus about, is Tashbisu and Bittul related to one another? Like Rashi holds that Bittul and Tashbisu are synonymous. But according to Tosfos, that Tashbisu is one mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of this physically destroying the chametz. And Bittul chametz is something totally different. That's just a dine moment, a type of halacha to circumvent by a roya. So this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, that's the relationship, a lack thereof, between Bittul chametz and Tashbisu, is the source of another major machlokes HaRishonim, which really appears throughout the beginning of Masechas Pesachim, and that's concerning the Zman of Tashbisu. When exactly does the Torah want us to do this mitzvah of Tashbisu? So the Gemara has the famous drasha that Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, and Yom HaRishon doesn't mean Pesach, the first day of Pesach, but rather Yom HaRishon means Erev Pesach, and Ach is Chilek, and Ach tells me that the mitzvah is something to do with Chatzos. Halfway in the day of Erev Pesach, that's when there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. What's unclear from the Gemara is when, halfway what? Does it mean the mitzvah of Tashbisu was before Chatzos in Erev Pesach, or does that mean the mitzvah of Tashbisu is dafka after Chatzos in Erev Pesach? That's the Gemara doesn't say. The only thing that the Gemara does say is that it has something to do with Chatzos. So does it mean before, does it mean after? So this is the Beferish HaMachlekes that we've shown him. So Rashi and the Rambam both hold that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before Chatzos, and according to Tosfos, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is dafka after Chatzos. So this machlekes, Rashi in the Rambam against Tosfos, is l'shitasam in terms of what Bittul Chametz is all about. Because the Gemara says that Bittul Chametz can't take place after the Zman HaIsser. So after Chatzos, in the Torah, the Chametz is also ready. The Chametz is also the Chil Zosu Banoah, according to many Tanoim. So you can't be mevatel after Chatzos. So if you hold that Tashbisu and Bittul are the same thing, so then there's no way for the mitzvah of Tashbisu to be after Chatzos. The mitzvah of Tashbisu, by definition, has to be before Chatzos. So that's what Rashi holds. That's what Rashi says, the Farishim Sachim, that Tashbisu is after before Chatzos. That's the Rambam also. The Rambam in Perek Beis, when the Chometz and Matzah, holds not like Tosfos. The Rambam holds that Bittul is Ka'afer Diyara. It's not Hefker. The Rambam doesn't have Hefker in his Nuskh of Bittul. The Rambam holds that it's Ka'afer Diyara. And he holds that it's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. He says, the Farish, the Bittul is the Torah fulfillment of Tashbisu. So then, by definition, Tashbisu must be before Chatzos. So Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos holds that Tashbisu is a physical destruction. A physical destruction could be after Chatzos also. That's what Tosfos says, that Tashbisu is dafke after Chatzos. Machlekes have shown him, at what point you're supposed to be getting rid of your chametz, minat, on a level of derais. At what point is this mitzvah of Tashbisu kick in? So according to Rashi and the Rambam, the mitzvah is before Chatzos, because bittul after Chatzos is not an option. And according to Tosfos, that Tashbisu is a physical destruction, so physical destruction can be done, should be done, according to Tosfos, after Chatzos. There's a strange thing about this machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, is that it comes out, who here ever fulfilled the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Anyone? Hopefully nobody. Why? Because the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to Tosfos, is supposed to be dafka li'acha Chatzos. Because the Mishnah tells us in the first part of Pesachim that starts from Betchila Sheish, you're supposed to get rid of the chametz now before Chatzos. I'm going to get even before that. You're supposed to get rid of your chametz in the morning of Erev Pesach. So according to Tosfos, how do you ever fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu? So according to Rashi in the Rambam, Tashbisu is the bittul chametz, which you say in the morning. Good, so that's the mitzvah of Tashbisu. But according to Tosfos, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a physical destruction, and that physical destruction, Tosfos says, is dafki after Chatzos, so nobody ever does that mitzvah. How can it be that nobody in their life ever fulfilled the mitzvah of Tashbisu? So the Mechas Chinuch raises this question. How can it be Ha'itochen that no one in the world ever fulfilled the mitzvah of Tashbisu? So the Mechas Chinuch says, yeah, absolutely right. That's exactly what the Chachamim wanted. That the Chachamim did not want us to risk doing the mitzvah of Tashbisu. They didn't want us to have chametz floating around the house at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Pesach for the purpose of Tashbisu. So therefore, we have a rule. The Gemara says in Yevamos, Yesh Kerech B'yach Chacham Lach Adavim in HaTorah, B'Shei V'Altasa, that the Chachamim have a right to tell you not to perform a mitzvah as long as they're not actively telling you to violate a mitzvah. So the Chum, let's say, tell you to eat treif, you're not allowed to listen to them. They tell you to be Michal Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen to them. But if the Chum tell you, don't blow shofar, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so they have a right to do that. Yesh koch b'yach ha-chamim, l'achadav minatar, b'shev al-taseh. So they tell you not to perform a mitzvah passively, that's okay, that they're allowed to do. So says the Mechaz Chinuch, when they tell you, don't burn your chametz, but rather do something before chatzos, to get rid of your chametz beforehand, so b'shev al-taseh, they're telling you not to fulfill the mitzvah tashbih. So that they're allowed to do. So it comes out according to Tosfos, nobody ever, unless you goofed and you forgot to get rid of your chametz, no normal person ever fulfilled the mitzvah their eyes of Tashbisu. So you spend a lot of time, as you're spending the whole year learning the mitzvah of Tashbisu, according to Tosfos, you're not supposed to perform that mitzvah.
Why didn't you say that, according to Tosfos, you do before the mitzvah once the mitzvah starts?
Yeah, but Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos is the fairish that the mitzvah is after this man. That Rashi has, Mechaz Chinuch has that pshat in Rashi, but Mechaz Chinuch claims that according to Rashi, you do the bitl before and then the mitzvah kicks in at the time of Tosfos. It's a mechudish dick of pshat in Rashi. Tells to the Pharisee, by the way. Tells to the Pharisee that Ach means the Efsa's money sooner. Why couldn't they agree with that? They could have. Nothing stopped them from saying that, but they didn't. The Maaseh Tells didn't say it. That is a very, very strange Ramah. There's a Ramah that says that when you burn Chametz or Pesach in the morning, so you have to be careful to burn first and then to declare the Bittel afterwards, because if you give him a Bottle at first, so it turns out that you're not burning Chametz, that's yours, and then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbisu with your own Chametz. So no one really understands Pshat that Ramah, because the Marav Shach it's not a problem. According to Rashi and Tosfos, so the Bittul Gufa is the mitzvah. According to Tosfos, who says Bittul is not a mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah before Chatzos anyway, according to Tosfos. So you gain nothing. You don't lose anything. You don't gain anything. That's a difficult Ramah to understand. What the Ramah? That's what that minig is. That minig is like that Ramah that we insist on burning first, and only after the Chametz is ready burnt, then we say Bittul. But in terms of the Lumdus, it's hard to understand exactly why. This Shiloh, whether the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before Pesach, whether the mitzvah of Tashbisu is before Chatzos, whether it's after Chatzos, so this may be relevant to another issue. The Rambam writes that if a person violates by Rav, a Muslim, Pesach, you're not Chayav Malchus, because it's a lav she'en b'maisa, because you didn't do an action. But let's say you do an action, let's say you buy Chametz in Pesach. If somebody told me they went to the Bronx Zoo on Pesach, and the kids wanted to feed the animals, so they put a quarter in, and they took the animal feed out. So by golly, that was Chametz Gomor. So not only was it Chametz Gomor, they bought it. So according to the Rambam, you have malchus for that. Because you violated by Rav Eimotze, Ayudei Amaisa. So Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Tosfos says that even if you buy Chametz in Pesach, even if you make Chametz in Pesach, you still don't have malchus, because it's a lav and nitak liasei. Because there's a klal in Hukos Makos, that when you violate a lav, that has an assay connected to it. And if you do the lav, so then fix it up doing the assay, so there's no chi of malchus for that. Well, Tosfos says that when you violate by Rav Eimotze, so there's a mitzvah tashbisu, so the mitzvah is to take that chametz and then burn it. So you're not going to ever be chi of malchus for buying chametz on Pesach. So what's pshat in the Rambam? So the Chaim has a beer, and everyone has a beer in the Rambam. Some Shurim talked about it a little bit, no? Mention it. So the pashtus in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Tashbisu ends at Chatzos. It's ad kan v'lo yoseh. The Lashna Rambam in Perek Beis from Luchos Chometz Ma'atzah is that mitzvah as the lahashbis is a chometz kodem Chatzos. That's the end of the mitzvah according to the Rambam. So according to Tosfos, the mitzvah is only from Chatzos and onwards. And according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is only from before Chatzos. So that's true that the mitzvah is over in Chatzos. And then by Rav Eimotze, it's not a lav in the Tichlei Yoseh. It's a different mitzvah. It's nothing to do with by Rav Eimotze. So I'll call upon him just to be misakin for a moment. So we have the din of midaraisa and bitl b'yamasai. No question about that. That min ha-Torah bitl chametz works. How it works, why it works. Rashi has one beer, Tosfos has a different beer. Why Rashi didn't say the beer of hefker? So either because Rashi understood that hefker is still considered to be yours, or Rashi understood that you need a rishus hamafkia and you don't have a rishus hamafkia. Tafkaminas Ladina between Rashi and Taisus, the issue of Chametz Kedua, the issue of in terms of what the Nusach should be, the issue of how do you understand whether the Sefer Michta makes any sense, those issues. And then you have this spillover machlaikis between Rashi and Taisus as to not only what Teshbisu is, but when Teshbisu is. Is Teshbisu Dafka before Chatzos, or Teshbisu Dafka after Chatzos? There is one Rishon, the Ramban, at the beginning of the Sefer Pesachim, that has a fascinating understanding of what Bikkur Chametz is all about. It's fascinating both in terms of halacha and even in terms of machshav, in terms of really not just in terms of Pesach, but in terms of Avodas Hashem in general. The Ramban is bothered with the kasha of Bittul Chametz in Ka'afar the Ara. He's saying the Chametz is Ka'afar the Ara. Let's say you wouldn't say that. The Torah says it's Ka'afar the Ara. The Torah says that you're not allowed to use Chametz. The Torah says it's also B'Achil, it's also B'Anoah. The Torah says you got to get rid of it. It's not much worthless. It's zero. It's like the dust of the earth after the Ara. So what, my Hanalei Rabbanu, what do you gain exactly by putting in your two cents? That the Baruch Hu says that the Chametz is Osir and it's also Bechil, Osir by Noah, it's Tom Sreif and everything. And I, you know, ditto to the Rabbanu Shalom. Yeah, I also say it's Bottle. What's the significance of that? So the Ramban says that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be Maskim Dadcha V'Das HaTorah. That HaKadosh Baruch already told you what the facts are. The facts are the Chametz is worthless. The Chametz is mamish, is pachas b'shem aprut. It's nothing. It's kafir diara. But the Avedas Hashem, the very Pesach, is to say that I hereby agree to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. So that sounds like such a little thing. What's the big deal? It's very easy on Erev Pesach to say a mask and dice and l'das ha'tera. That's what Avedas Hashem is all the time. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. But tell Ritzon Chavitbei Ritzono. That sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu is one thing, and we have our own ritzonis, we have our own things that we'd like to do. So that's the Avodas Hayom of Erev Pesach. When you get up and you say, in a couple of months from now, you're going to get up and you say, Levi Hefker Ka'afa Diara. So according to the Ramban, what you're doing is, you're masking Daikha L'Das HaTorah. You're saying ditto to the Rabban Hashem. Whatever the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm masking too. It's a very simple thing to do, but it transforms what a person's whole Avoda is. So hopefully, you have a little bit of an insight, both in terms of halacha, in terms of Bittul Chametz, and to really understand that the yisoid of Bittul Chametz, the yisoid of the maskim daitcha l'das ha'Torah, is not just something that's relevant to Pesach, but it's something hopefully to be mechazek us each and every day of us.